Although many of us strive to be the best dad we can be, many physicians struggle with finding balance between their life at home and their life at work. This is the Imperfect Dad MD podcast, the show where we discuss topics involving our minds, bodies, beliefs, relationships at home, and upping our game with our business practices and financial knowledge to better improve our role as dad in the lives of those around us. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, physician, husband, father to two boys, and self-proclaimed imperfect dad. Join me as I learn to raise my own imperfections within all these topics. Now, let's get to today's discussion. Hello and welcome to the Imperfect Dad MD podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, and this is your Friday review. And if you listened in this week on Wednesday's show, I spoke with Dr. Eric Larson, who is a physician anesthesiologist out of Michigan. And we talked about the tragic accident that happened a few years ago with his family where they lost a child. And, you know, talking about death and kids is never an easy topic to discuss, but it's an important one. And I kind of was trying to rack my brain on what to discuss with this Friday review because, you know, how do you follow up something like that? And I don't think I have anything specific to say about his situation. You know, his situation is one of sadly many that occur on an annual basis with kids when it comes to losing a child. And since it's the summer months and the heat's rolling around and everybody's getting outside, I wanted to bring up more of a PSA, I guess, with this show because, you know, we're physicians, but we sometimes forget about the risks that we take in our normal everyday lives. And so I just wanted to bring this up. So I know for everybody out there who is getting ready for the summer, one of the biggest things our kids get excited for is swimming, right? Getting in the pools, getting out to the lakes, going boating, all those kind of things. And I want to just put this PSA out there for today's show that you got to watch out for accidental drownings in kids. Because, you know, we always think our kids are awesome swimmers sometimes, or we think our pool is safe, or everybody's fine with their life jacket on. But when you look at in the U.S., drowning is the number one killer for kids between the ages of 1 and 4 years old. And it's the third leading cause of unintentional injury and death among kids in the 5 to 19-year age group. So it's a problem. And I think we think it's not, but it definitely is. Even kids who are good swimmers, you see this happen. I mean, just recently in the news, they talked about there's a University of Cincinnati soccer player who died. I think she was 21 years old. I mean, and I don't know the situation. They were boating. I don't know what happened in that situation, but that's a drowning death, sadly, that goes into the tally marks there. And that's terrible. You know, that shouldn't happen. And so just remember that, guys. So I just want to read some information about that for you. This is strictly just information I'm pulling off the AAP and the CDC sites. It's very easily obtainable. So if you go online and search, you'll probably find it as one of the top couple of posts. But I want to put it out there so that it's just a reminder to people to be safe this summer. Even if you have your own pool and you feel like your kids are confident swimmers, you got to be safe. Even if you're out boating, your kids have been boating a lot, you got to be safe. So I already gave you the data about kids, this being the number one killer for kids from the age of 1 to 4. You know, back in 2017, drowning claimed the lives of about 1,000 kids in the United States. So that's a lot. U.S. 1,000 kids. I mean, that's crazy to think about. When you think about from the years 2005 to 2014, there were actually about 3,536 fatal unintentional drownings that weren't related to boats. And when you looked at those numbers, about 1 in every 5 of those were kids. Which is interesting because you look at the numbers, it seems like it wasn't as big of a deal then. It's starting to become an even bigger deal now. But 1 in 5 deaths are a kid at 14 and younger. That's a lot, guys. And that's just counting the deaths. That's not counting the kids who have to go to the ER, the emergency department, the ICU, who suffer from long-lasting effects, suffer from brain damage due to lack of oxygen to the brain. I mean, that's just the death numbers, guys. So swimming is a very big thing. Now, here's the other thing. If your kids don't swim yet, get them into swim lessons. That is an incredibly important life skill. Our boys have been doing swim lessons since they were like 1 year old. And it's, I mean, they are incredible swimmers. I mean, even our 4-year-old is an incredible swimmer. But with that said, I would never let him go swimming at a friend's house without an adult there watching them like a hawk, right? And if that can't be done, I'm going to be sitting by the pool watching them like a hawk because you just never know when something's going to happen. And not that we have to helicopter our kids in every situation, but water safety is one of those. And it's ridiculous to not take care of your kids in those situations, okay? So just a PSA out there, guys. Drowning happens. It happens to our kids, sadly, more frequently than it should, and we need to be careful of it, okay? So sorry to be a Debbie Downer this Friday for you, but, you know, I mean, it's sadly, it went with this Wednesday's topic, and, you know, if we can prevent death and situations with our, you know, the youngest of our populations, we need to do that, and we need to be mindful of our own families. I mean, that's one of our jobs as dad, protect everybody. And one way to protect them is push that water safety this summer, guys. Okay? See you next Wednesday.
My dad, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, is a pediatrician, father, and husband. The information provided in this podcast is not meant to be medical advice and is for your education and entertainment only.